after the jet that they worked on, the Night Stalker. So Turf Stalkers, that's how the name came to be. And he and his team, I swear, based on the results I've seen at my place, they just leave behind what you would expect from a military type person who is, you know, we do the job right, precision perfect, and so forth. If you would like to put your mower away during those 95 degree in the day, in the shade days, call them at 558-1611, 558-1611. Again, you can also look up Turf Stalkers on Facebook. They also do pressure washing, too.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, so what are we doing with your hair today?
I need a trim, a new dishwasher, and a much-needed vacation. Do you see any grays?
Sounds like you need a personal loan. My friend just got a loan from Guardian Credit Union, and he used it to upgrade his kitchen appliances.
That's what I need to do.
Guardian has great rates and a friendly team that makes payments affordable.
Perfect. I guess stylists really can fix everything.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Today is March 16th, Lips Appreciation Day. It's the day to pump up your pucker without expensive collagen injections. And that ain't just lip service. It's Lips Appreciation Day. Hope you have a balm.
America has a new favorite dog.
What?
Find out which breed coming up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time at the tone, 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
The U.S. Border Patrol Chief takes issue with President Biden's decision to halt border wall construction. Raul Ortiz testified at a Republican congressional hearing on the southern border crisis. The hearing, boycotted by Democrats, was held near the border in McAllen, Texas. Parts of New York State and New England are still digging out from a heavy blanket of snow left by this week's nor'easter. California is cleaning up following the latest atmospheric river to bring flooding rains and heavy snow to parts of that state. The Pentagon says it was intentional, Russia's downing of that U.S. reconnaissance drone over the Black Sea. Russia now trying to recover what might be left of the drone. Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 21 points, NASDAQ futures 37 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, join the flood of people switching to Pure Talk. The average family saves over $800 a year by switching. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. Go to puretalk.com, type in your address to find the coverage at your home, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code HALFOFF.
Fill it out.
Iowa beats Auburn. Picking Texas A&M. NC
It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Coming up, we're going to give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, and I think we're going to play Little Kid or Drunk Adult. I know I keep trying with this game, and for some reason I haven't come up with a magic formula to see the... But you're going to... You know I've just been through a terrible trauma, so I know you won't push me to the brink of death by making me wait to participate today. That's coming up in about 5 or 10 minutes, so have your dialing fingers ready to go.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Looks like we warmed up about 5 degrees in the last hour. We're up into the low 40s now, on our way up to a high of 73 today. So a nice turnaround today. A brief warm-up today and tomorrow. We've got a storm system coming in tomorrow. But today is going to be the nicest day of the week, with lots of sunshine around and increasing clouds tonight, but dry, much milder tonight, overnight low 58. Tomorrow, with a high temperature in the lower 70s, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by Friday afternoon, Friday evening, and ending late Friday night. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. We are in a level one severe weather risk here locally. The farther south you go, that increases to a level two, covering much of South Alabama. And then it turns colder behind the front on Friday night. Windy, overnight low 40. Saturday, brisk is the best word. Sunshine, but temperatures only in the mid-50s. The winds will make it seem colder. One of those kind of days. And then Sunday, even colder than that. I mean, we start off in the mid-30s around dawn and end up in the low 50s for a high on Sunday. That is 20 degrees too cold for the middle of March. And on Monday, that's the first day of spring. We may start the day at 31, which, of course, would be a late freeze on the vernal equinox. Right now, this morning, sunshine and 42. It's 8:09.
Not to sound an alarm here, but that grass is going to start growing faster than you think. John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Be prepared with the reliability and performance of a Kubota zero-turn mower. Excellent control and excellent cut. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
One of Chase's favorite tunes. Because we have news on dogs.
Dog people love their puppies. Dog people love taking walkies. Dog people let dogs sleep in their beds.
And for the first time in many years, the most popular breed in America is not the Labrador Retriever. French Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Not surprised. They are just hilarious. We have several on staff here at Blue Water Broadcasting. And they crack me up. When I need a laugh, I will just look up French Bulldog videos on YouTube and watch them. Because they are just, whether they get the zoomies, they have that naturally funny look on their face.
Yeah.
So to speak. And I would love to get one someday. But in the meantime, the Labrador, for the first time since, 31 years. 31 years. So since 1992, the Labrador has been the number one breed. It's fallen to number two. Goldens are number three. They're awesome dogs. German Shepherds are number four, and Poodles number five. I do not see Mangsteweenies on the list, or Fufuses.
No Fufuses.
No Fufuses or Mangsteweenies on the list. Wiener dogs seem to have dropped in popularity a little bit. They used to be in the top five. Dachshunds.
Dachshunds.
Dachshunds. They're number nine. And we welcome to the radio Pam Edwards from EXP Realty, and good morning to you.
Good morning. How's everybody there?
How about you? How's everybody in the world of EXP Realty?
Oh, my goodness. We're growing and going. I want to start out by introducing to your audience a new team member on our EXP team. Her name is Hannah Grantham, and I think you'll be getting to meet her tomorrow sometime, and she has several years of experience in real estate, and we are really excited to have her on our team.
Cool.
So welcome, Hannah.
That is awesome.
Yes.
That is always good news, and you've got an incredible team, and you just made it one person better. That's awesome. So, Pam, I have been out of action for a couple of days. What's happening? What are the listings you would like our listeners to know about?
Well, I do want to let you know that we do have our Union Springs property under contract.
Oh, you do? Wow.
We do. We do. We have some very excited buyers from Florida who are just chomping at the bit to get here, and we are doing our best to make that happen. Also, our property on Malone on Malone Drive right off Zelda Road is under contract. That's closing in a couple of weeks, and that one's moving right along. It's like once you get a contract, these things just gain, like they're flying downhill, and you have to do your best to keep up with it. So we're busy, and then we still have a couple of other properties, you know, the one in Titus and the one on Fernway. We have the commercial property out on the road next to the airport. But I just want to throw a couple of teasers out there to you. We're going to have another new listing in the next couple of weeks, probably around the 1st of April, out in Taylor Lakes.
Oh.
It's an adorable, adorable little place. We cannot wait to get that listed.
A nice neighborhood.
Oh, yes. It's a great location, too. And I'm also going to be listing my house in Arrowhead within the next few weeks. So I know we've been talking about it for a while, but it's going to be out there very soon, and I'll make sure to let you know when that is official.
Of course, the big selling point there is that you'll be closer to me if you buy the house you're putting on the market from Arrowhead.
Absolutely. And I don't even know why I'm leaving because you are here. What am I thinking? But Arrowhead's a great place to live.
Oh,
we've lived here almost 19 years. And, you know, the neighborhood, my section of the neighborhood is absolutely wonderful. We know all our neighbors, and they've been here since we've been here. So
yeah.
Arrowhead's just a great location for everything. You're just minutes away from everything.
Yes.
Truthfully.
That was a big appeal, you know, with Mrs. Britterbottle working at Costco. It's like less than 10 minutes away. And it only takes me, at the hours I traveled, 10 minutes to get to the radio station. So perfect, and grocery and everything else within 5 minutes. So you're in good shape there. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And we're my house is kind of tucked in kind of in a back corner of Arrowhead, almost next to Town Lake. So it's a quiet street, and it is just, you know, you'll see when I get it listed on the market. We'll put pictures out, so you'll get to see that. But it's a great location. I'm looking for good neighbors for my good neighbors.
I had my dog out yesterday around noon, and I was just dumbstruck how quiet it was, and I love that. You know, it's a friendly place. Neighbors are terrific, but how quiet it was in the middle of the day. Very nice. Well, what number can people call if they'd like to follow up with you on any of the listings you mentioned?
Oh, please call me. You can call me on my cell number, 334-398-2896, and call Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, about any of these listed properties, or if you have a property you want to list. We will be happy to come out and talk to you and look at your property and see what we can do to get it listed. And, you know, call us. We can get you moving.
I sent a note to the Wish Fairy to send me a check for the Titus property, and so far it hasn't arrived.
We'll work on that. Let me work on that. I'll blow some dandelions for you. How about that?
Thank you. That would be awesome. Please tell Eddie and everybody at EXP we said hello.
Be glad to. Thanks, Greg. Y'all have a great day. It's a beautiful day outside, so y'all have a great day.
That's cool. Union Springs is such an interesting town. I had a friend in my old neighborhood named Mary Annie who grew up there, was a very popular school teacher here. Yeah. But they did not get electricity there until 1947. And she talked about how they used to, you know, cure and store meats in wells and cellars. And they were still kind of living, you know, a very old-fashioned life until almost the middle of last century. Now it's modern.
Modern.
And there is some beautiful property out that way, too. We are at 60 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's get 1819 News at 8:16. What is that up to? And then we'll come back and we'll look for a contestant for Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Faye, you want to get a head start, 272-9228. I need the help. I am medically stress.
1819 News.
Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall will be at two separate ceremonies today to honor fallen officers. Marshall will first be in Bibb County to honor Deputy Bradley Johnson, who died in the line of duty back in June of 2022. Another ceremony to honor senior state trooper Jason Vice will be held at the Alabama Public Safety Highway Patrol Division in Tuscaloosa. Trooper Vice also died in the line of duty back in 2021. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Brian Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
Faith Academy out of Mobile releases a public statement following the arrest of a teacher at that school for having sexual relations with an underage female student. The statement says that the academy is in full cooperation with the investigating authorities and that news of Jonathan Sowers' actions has devastated those at the school. Sowers was arrested within hours of the 16-year-old student admitting to SEMS police that she had met Sowers at a Walmart parking lot for sex earlier this week. The Alabama Department of Human Resources has approved food benefits for children during the summer months in Alabama. There are currently 530,000 children in Alabama who receive free or reduced price meals through the National School Lunch Program. These same qualifying households will get $120 a month to buy food for the student during the summer using the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Let the begging begin.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The game is called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. It's so much fun.
It is. It's just, you know, random. You might...
It's an easy way to win a $10 Secret Bistro gift card. And what I'll do is I will give you... You'll hear a very short story, summation of something that happened. Was the person telling the story a little kid when this happened or a drunk adult? So are you ready? Here's your story.
I pooped my pants the first time I rode a roller coaster.
Well, who knows?
Now,
toss up.
You could have been an adult when you rode your first roller coaster.
You very well could have, and a drunk one at that.
Yeah. And there's a lot of G-forces in
those. I was going to say, if you're drunk riding a roller coaster, it's probably coming out both ends on that one.
Probably not a good idea, but... See, now, we've done the hard part for you. Call us at 272-9228 and take a guess. And if you guess correctly, you win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. So here's what we'll do. I am going to stand by on the phone like a cat ready to pounce on a mouse to take your calls while Jay tells you about the Seafood Bistro. Does that sound like a plan to you, sir?
Works for me.
All righty, so call 272-9228. I'm waiting.
All right, Seafood Bistro, which you're about to win, well, somebody's about to win a $10 gift certificate to, is located right down the street from the radio station here, 1651 Perry Hill Road. They'll open up today at 11 a.m., as they do every day. They're closed on Sundays, but Monday through Saturday, they open at 11. It's kind of like watching water boil, isn't it? Looking at the phones, waiting for them to ring.
I'm beginning to think that you guys spent the last 2 days worshiping Satan or something. The phones are so quiet.
279-7500 is their number. 272-9228 is ours. TheSeafoodBistro.com is their website. That's where you're going to go to see everything that is on the menu. Pictures of all the food that is on the menu there at the Seafood Bistro. You can also use the delivery apps to see what's on the menu. Put orders in online. Put orders in by the phone. Use the delivery app. Whatever way works for you to get the seafood bistro to you is going to work for them as well. The po' boys, the salads, the house specialties like the red beans and rice and the gumbo, all delicious and all at the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
Well, we produced a result.
A result.
I haven't begged like that since Trish Murray. Here is...
What? Who is this, by the way?
This is Texas Sunshine, I believe.
Oh, okay. TS.
Yep.
Okay, do you want me to play the clue again?
No, sir.
All right, do you want to take your guess?
I've made a decision. It's, you know, 50-50. We'll see. I'm saying little kid.
Little kid, let's find out.
I like that answer.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, my God.
I went to visit relatives in Texas one summer, and we went to Six Flags, and I have never ridden a roller coaster. And there's a ride there called Mr. Freeze, and you basically shoot out like a cannon and go into an immediate vertical and reverse to come back. I got dizzy on the way back down and slightly passed out. And when I woke up, I realized I had lost bowel control at some point. And that was my first and last roller coaster experience.
Wow. See, that's what
that's
makes...
disgusting. I mean, bless her heart. And then she kind of had to waddle out, I guess, go buy a new pair of pants.
Yeah. Yeah. God.
Greg, you're doing okay today, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I was concerned about you yesterday because you didn't come in.
I am doing great. Except for getting people to cooperate with the spirit of the show. I need a contestant here. I was hoping you would win.
Well, thanks, and y'all have a great day.
Alrighty. You too.
Yeah, that's. I'd be much healthier if you would just participate with this bit that we're doing called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. All right, so let's try this story on for size.
So I fell off a pogo stick trying to show off and got a concussion.
All right, I fell off a pogo stick trying to show off, and I got a concussion.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
And it looks like we have people who are ready to give this one a try, which thrills me no end. And Herman!
Hello, who's talking? Hey, hey!
Hey, would you like to hear that again, or do you have a...
I did not hear it.
All right, hang on a second, I have to take the volume down, da-da-da... All right, here is your story.
So I fell off a pogo stick trying to show off and got a concussion.
News talk, who's it?
I fell off a pogo stick trying to show off and I got a concussion. That's... Well,
I'm on go with drunk adult.
I don't know. This is a little kid. Little kids like to show off, but let's find out. You're sticking with that, right? Okay.
I was a drunk adult.
Hey!
I was in a friend's house over spring break, and her brother, who was super hot, was home from college as well. Anyway, so him and a few of his friends were out back, and I grabbed my friend's pogo stick and was going to try to be all cute, you know, like bouncing around. Well, so I wasn't paying attention because I was too busy looking at her brother, and bounce, bounce, boom. I didn't realize I was as close to the stairs on their back patio.
Oh,
and
geez.
After the second bounce, I hit the edge of a stair.
Ow.
And yeah, that was it.
Ooh. Mm. So, Herman, you're a winner.
All right.
All right, you hang on. You know, I often wondered how many women I injured just by showing up somewhere.
Just by showing up.
You know, because I was so hot, and they might get distracted or not pay attention to what they're doing or pull up next to me and run a red light. You know, I probably destroyed a lot of lives.
Lost so much sleep over that, didn't you?
It hasn't happened lately. And by lately, I mean 21st century. Hey, George.
Good morning to you and your listeners. It's a beautiful day to be here now.
It is a beautiful day to be here now. We just gave away our prize. Would you like to try one just for fun?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's hear the next story.
I passed out singing Hallelujah in church.
I passed out singing Hallelujah in church.
I'm sorry, but that's the fellow that went by the liquor store before church.
All right. So, drunk adult?
Yep.
Let's hear it.
I was a drunk adult on Sunday, and me and some friends had gone to brunch, and my parents were insistent I went to Mass with them before I went back to school on Monday. Well, Sunday, it went to 6 p.m. Mass, and I had been drinking and wasn't feeling well. It was hot in the church, and everyone was standing, singing, and I just remember telling my mom I didn't feel right, and down I went.
I can feel the pain of that, man.
Yeah.
I can, too. And aren't we glad we can now share our experience, strength, and hope with other people? That
you are correct, sir. So since you got this right, let's give him 3 bonus entries in the grand prize drawing.
Thank you. You know, I was thinking about you yesterday.
I appreciate that. Apparently,
okay. All right,
nobody is today, but...
Oh, come on.
I'm using lousy bait if I'm going fishing, right? We are at 826 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I got some good news. There's a man in our town who has a skill that is totally unique in Montgomery.
Yeah.
His name is Dave the Rug Man, and
oh, yeah.
He is a Georgia Floristry Rec. My sales rep at Georgia Floors Direct, who is awesome, and his name is Jonathan, sent me, I'm looking for the picture here, because we have a rug that they've been working on for us, a runner. And I have an action shot. In fact, I'd like to put this on Facebook if I can't find it here real quick. It's a little video. This is, that's the runner, and that's, you'll see Dave the Rugman come into the picture here, but he's the only person that has that kind of skill set repairing that runner for us.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And, and then behind that you see mountains of flooring, and that's what they have at Georgia Floors Direct, all wholesale price. And the best customer service. Ask for Jonathan, ask for Dustin, anybody there. I'm telling you, they all follow in the footsteps of Jeff Mallinson, now the owner of Georgia Floors Direct, but for the last 25 plus years has been, he leads the Mary Band of Floriers. They are so focused on that. Great value. They have expanded their selection in blinds and marble kitchen countertops, and anything that you buy from them is installed by a Georgia Floors Direct service person. So they guarantee your customer satisfaction from beginning to end. They save you time, they save you money, and they always give you a good result. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, and also on Facebook. How's traffic doing, Scooter?
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We still have a good bit of slow traffic, I-85 southbound. If you're coming in from Mount Meigs to Chantilly, it'll be a little slow there with folks merging trying to get on 85 southbound. And we've got a couple of accident vehicles off on the left. Watch out for those folks. Had a hit and run on East Boulevard in front of Sam's Club. We've got a little bit of backed up traffic there. We understand we may have possibly another accident there as well now. Please use caution. Watch out for boots on the ground. Northeast Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, very busy this morning, as well as Congressman Dickinson inbound. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated if any more problems pop up. Your good credit, no money down, gets you anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyotas, Fords, Chevys, they're all at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter on the East Boulevard. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brewmaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Happening now for 1 week only. It's time to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Gray's Tire and Auto.
Tires at cost and add an alignment for just $25.
Don't need tires immediately? Buy them this week and Gray's will hold them until you do. All tires at cost, 1 week only.
And $25 alignment. Plus, spend a dollar at Gray's and get free roadside assistance for a whole year. Come celebrate March 11th through the 18th at all locations.
Visit Gray's Tire Center.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, give me green beer on St. Patty's Day.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACB. There's a St. Patrick's Day bit that goes back many, many years.
Well, we still got the story about you and the St. Patrick's Day parade.
That's tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll hear that tomorrow morning.
You'll hear it tomorrow afternoon, too.
Yeah, you'll hear it tomorrow afternoon at the very end of the show. It's all about my exciting adventure in the St. Patrick's Day parade of Chicago, which is considered like the biggest one in the world.
What year was that?
Oh, boy.
Because it was cold that day, wasn't it?
Oh, it was very cold. Way too cold to be wearing a leprechaun outfit. And trust me, in that weather, a leprechaun outfit does nothing to show you off.
It does nothing to hide the fact that you're cold, does it?
No. Wow, look at that guy. He's got raisins in his leotard.
Smuggling raisins.
This could be a TV topic. Top 10 household decisions kids get to weigh in on.
Ooh, okay. I don't remember any.
Did you know? Oh, I sound like you. I'm not trying to.
That's okay.
Barge in your turf.
I'll just charge you a little bit for copyright.
But we look for ways to better understand those young. Because we were young once and we all thought people older than us were out of it losers. Never want to feel that way. And this is interesting. The middle finger is being replaced on the road by thumbs down.
Really? Why is that? Is because they got their kids in the car?
Story says young people are ditching the bird and giving drivers a thumbs down. They claim it's more effective. Someone talked to a bunch. Is that what millennials come in? Bunches? And Gen Zers about it. Their basic argument, it's not as rude or crass as a finger, but actually more hurtful.
It's a disappointing gesture.
Right.
The finger is very like, yeah, just angry.
That's angry.
Thumbs down is more like, you're so disappointed. Just, you know.
Yeah, you're like a jerk. You're really stupid.
Yeah.
You are not fitting well into society. 8:35, and Steve is on the line.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning once again. I wanted to call when Greg was here because I wanted to talk a little bit about Tucker McCon and kind of sing their praises.
Yes.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to point out to all of your listeners is if you're a first responder or a retired or active duty military, they give you a discount. That's the first thing to know. Mm-hmm. And then of course, one of the things that I don't really like McCon that much. But they have so many other things other than pecans. We filled up a 2-pound sack of nothing but chocolate covered cookies and the tiger fudge, the tiger butter, clusters. I mean, it's just amazing. I had to weigh it when I got back home, and it came out to 2 pounds. But it was, and of course, if you're looking for any kind of knickknack for the kitchen or any kind of Auburn, Alabama stuff, that's the place to go. And the people are so friendly. I was just.
Oh, yeah.
It was just overwhelming, and the selection. You can sit there and fill up a 10-pound sack of stuff. It's just so good, But highly recommend it to anybody, a visitor or somebody that's been here a long time. Just that's the place to go, and it's right across from the visitor center too. So you can get your go to the visitor center and go get your fill of Alabama delicacies.
That is awesome, man. So glad that you had a great experience there.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. And it's seasonal, too. You know, depending on what they got, they'll have things for Christmas. They'll have things in summer that are different than they do for Christmas, that type of thing. So, but I wanted to wait for you to come back, because I know you love to hear those things.
We do, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Y'all take care.
You too.
Awesome guy. All right, we have a very special birthday within our flock, and we'd like to salute Anna Claire Wellborn.
Happy birthday to you.
Jeb, why don't you put the finishing touch on that?
Please clap.
Yeah. She is the big 17 today. So, Anna, happy birthday from all of us here at the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company, from the highest, most esteemed upper-level Mangleman to us morning show riffraff. We wish you a very fine birthday. Of course, we could fill you up with all kinds of great advice on how to live your life and not make the mistakes we did at 17, but you got to learn somehow. Take a look at the inventory of Jack Ingram. 483 new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles. And I'm going right back to see what Tip Thames has got going on in the Signature used lot. A great value. Cars that are thoroughly vetted. If you're buying something pre-owned, you need to be able to buy with confidence. You can always take somebody's word for it, right, from a Facebook market or something like that. Or maybe that car you drive by that's parked on the side of the street with a phone number in the window. That looks like a good deal. I don't recommend that. How about looking at cars that have been examined 17 ways from Sunday, including the Carfax Vehicle History Report? The interior has to pass the highest standards of cleanliness and pristinity. I think I made that word up.
Pristinity, yeah.
I like that. I like that.
It works, though, yeah.
And then, of course, the engine. That's the big deal of the day. And at Jack Ingram, whenever they get ready to put a car out on the Signature used lot, it goes through 108 different points of engine checkup. And if there's trouble there, they don't even think about putting it out. They're not interested in reselling somebody else's troubles. Now, something, if you're looking for an SUV and having owned one of these, I see everything else I was pitching earlier this week has been sold, but this 2002 Lexus RX 300, I had one of these. It's just like mine. It's white, beautiful car, and that car was ahead of its time in 2002. Timeless luxury, and you can enjoy this machine with their online deal at $115 a month. That's a car you can use for the carpool, for business, or just for getting back and forth to work. But trust me, it was an awesome machine to have. If you're looking for something for a new driver, I might recommend a 2009 Volkswagen Jetta. This is just new to the inventory at $88.91 or $151 a month. And from there, you have choices galore. There's a brand new 2019 Ford Fiesta that's new to this group of vehicles. Nothing on that lot has made it there without going and passing the toughest of tests. So shop with confidence at Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. Tip Thames and his team will take great care of you. They're on the boulevard along with their five great brands and the value car lot. Or all at jackingram.com.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
We've got a nice but brief warm-up starting today. I think it'll be the nicest day of the week weather-wise. Lots of sunshine, warmer, high temperature up to about 73 today. Clouds on the increase tonight, becoming breezy, but not as cold. Overnight low 57. Friday, high temperature in the low to mid-70s, a breezy day. Showers and thunderstorms become likely. Some of the storms could be quite strong. They will be ending by late Friday night, then colder, low 40. Saturday, breezy, chilly, high temperature only in the mid-50s. We're back to the 30s on Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, traffic is moving a little bit better by Chantilly Boulevard on I-85 southbound into Montgomery. Still a little bit bunched up there, but looking good. I-65 and 85 look great through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. The boulevards are looking better, but we are still a little busy on Northeast Boulevard and East Boulevard, Atlanta Highway up to I-85. They are still working an accident from there earlier. It's right near Sam's Club. Just use caution. Hopefully they'll have that cleared in just a minute or two. Front Porch Grill in Millbrooks, where friends meet, home-cooked meals are served, and no one is a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Dietzville, High Moy, and Millbrook. Try the pork chops on Thursday, man. Absolutely fantastic. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun. Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
And Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the street.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now that we're a few months into 2023, how are you doing with your New Year's resolutions? If you're still looking for motivation, go no further than 2023 and Me. 2023 and Me is a new app that'll give you the kick in the pants you need to make some progress.
You have lost 0 pounds. You have been offered no new jobs. Your boyfriend is still a loser.
2023 and Me. Failure. It's in our DNA.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again. Whoops.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Hey, welcome to today's Morning Maroon Nominees. We all do dumb things. But if you look hard enough, you'll find somebody who will outdumb you any day. Now, Mobile, Alabama is very close to Florida. So this almost qualifies as a Florida maroon. Two people, technically, who live in Alabama are under arrest by the Mobile Police Department after stealing a fire hydrant.
Oh.
Yeah, it was in front of a bank. Responding officers noted the suspect vehicle and conducted a traffic stop. They found the fire hydrant in the truck along with a firearm and, you'll never believe this, drugs.
Oh.
So Keith Haley and 39-year-old Carla Fry
are not bears. According to them.
Can you show proof of purchase? They will have bond hearings tomorrow, so today they'll be enjoying bologna sandwiches and Kool-Aid in the jail. We go to Elyria, Ohio, where at first I thought it said Elizabeth Warren. But Elizabeth Wilson was pulled over for a routine traffic stop. The cop noticed she was rather nervous and asked her to get out of the car. She quickly locked the doors and refused to get out, saying she was carrying nothing illegal. After a little negotiating, they finally got her to exit the vehicle, but she was still yelling and uncooperative, finally shouting, "Fine, you want to see what I have?" She raised her shirt and bra, and that's when her crack pipe fell out. Busted, literally. And then a man in Georgia, right next door here, was arrested for impersonating an officer. How did he get caught? He was in uniform, casually directing traffic. Officers were in the area. They noticed he wasn't wearing a patch. They asked him who he was, and he said he was an officer for the Talbotton Police Department. They called to confirm, and that's when the officials there said, well, he used to be with us. So maybe he was just auditioning for a job. He's been arrested, though, and is also awaiting bail. So dumbest of the dumb.
Well, I think I missed the middle one.
Oh, that's right.
The Ohio person.
Yeah, that was the woman that would not get out of her car. The cops finally.
That's right. She.
And you want to see what I got?
Yep, exactly. I'll give it to her.
Reminds me of the woman I heard on an airplane who sang all the way to Chicago. Sounded like a drunken cat. Yeah, I agree.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
All right, it is 8:48. Let's pay a visit to Preble Farm Center. Our friend Randy Burkhalter. How are you this morning?
Well, good. How you doing?
I'm, getting back into the groove here. It feels a little weird today. It's funny.
You
2 days
that
away.
Sound in the background?
I do hear it.
What, are it those sounds chicks? Like chicks?
That is 200 chicks just in time for spring break, right?
Now, that's only one box.
Well, only one. Is that Julia?
Yeah. We got chicks and other birds, I think.
Okay, and how does somebody... well, you sell everything else that somebody who wants to raise chicks would need, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's a pretty easy hobby, you know. As far as hobbies go, it's pretty easy to get started into and very rewarding.
Not to mention you save a lot on eggs.
You certainly do.
And get better eggs, too.
The eggs are rising.
Absolutely.
And the taste of your own backyard eggs is so much better.
Absolutely. Those key lime pies that we sold last year were made with, you know, locally raised free-range hens. And they made that's what made the pies taste so good. Wow, they are making some beautiful music out there, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of stuff going on. We got a little cool spell.
Yep.
Here, but I'm telling you, I don't think it'll be too much longer. It'll be time to hit the garden pretty hard.
Yeah.
But even yet, potatoes and onions and sweet peas and sweet corn, all that's fine to plant now.
Okay.
Plenty of, plenty good of a time to do that. Putting lime on a yard is a good time to do that. If your yard hadn't had any lime on it lately, it's a fine time to do that in this little cool spell.
Just hearing those birds.
You could also apply a wake up long fertilizer. I call it a good morning dose of fertilizer. Very low nitrogen, slow release kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Just kind of help it get started out of dormancy. Good time to do that, and always a good time to get rid of wheat.
Yes, and you sell everything, including if somebody's going to lime, you have a lime spreader, correct?
Oh, yes.
See, it's not just the product. Sometimes you need the equipment to distribute it expertly around the lawn. And by the way, anything else you buy there, they will never sell you something you really don't need. So don't be surprised if you're asked a question. And whatever you buy, they'll make sure that you have the proper instructions on when to use it and how to use it correctly so you don't waste your money.
That is the recipe for success.
And that recipe is brewed daily at what address and during what hours?
1154 South Memorial Drive, just south of the Uptown McDonald's in Preble on 31. And we are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7 to 6, or 2. Great.
And Randy, you have proven what we've always known about you. You are a chick magnet.
Yes, sir. Certainly am.
Beautiful music. Good to talk to you both. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Preble Farm Center. They also have a nice Facebook page. We are final traffic update.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, earlier this morning, we had a hit and run and a second accident, both in the same location, right near the entrance to Sam's. We're still showing an active accident scene there, but traffic is not too backed up at the moment. Use caution in case those folks are all still there. If you're coming up from Atlanta Highway to I-85, should be in your lane. Also, Day Street at the Trade Center, only one lane in each direction open right there at the moment. Traffic is not too awful busy there, but we have a little bit of a slowdown. Please use caution. Looking pretty good everywhere else this morning. Front Porch Grill in Millbrooks, where friends meet, home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deetsville Highway in Millbrook, and try the pork chops. Ooh la la. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Join us for a slam dunk of winnings at Wind Creek Wetumpka. We're giving away $100,000 in one day during our March Money Mania event. Just visit between Wednesday, March 1st and Saturday, March 18th to get your free entry every day. Then be here for the drawings starting at 2 p.m. on the 18th when you can score big with cash prizes or in advance to the grand finale at 10 p.m. where you could win up to $20,000 cash exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
At AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists, we work on a lot of neighborhood homes, and we're proud to share some of what our customers have said about us.
I noticed that my driveway and sidewalk had shifted over 9 inches. It looked horrible, and it was dangerous. I mean, someone could trip. The team raised it up, and it looks good as new and much safer.
AFS can lift your sinking concrete. Visit AFSrepair.com to book your free inspection. That's AFSrepair.com.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Five Tigers, Catamounts, Nittany Lions, two Cougars, Bobcats, Bison, Bruins, Bears, Panthers, and Hoosiers, Sun Devils, Blue Devils, Horned Frogs, Crimson Tide, Friars, and Islanders, two Gales, and the Knights, Red Hawks, Jayhawks, and Hawkeyes, Raging Cajun Aztecs, Fighting Illini, four Wildcats, who the hell are the Norse? Figure it out, there's still 33 more. Spartans, Raiders, Trojans, Boilermakers, and Musketeers, Terrapins, Paladins, Huskies, Rams, Cavaliers, Longhorns, Antelopes, Double Ikeys, and Broncos, Golden Eagles, twice, Golden Flashes, Cyclones, and Gauchos, four Bulldogs, two Owls, Blue Jays, Mountaineers, Volunteers, Hurricanes, two Wolfpacks, Razorbacks, that's it, write them down, fill out your brackets, it's March Madness.
Back for the first time in 3 years, long-term listeners will remember that we do that every year. But we had the pandemic. Remember that cancel?
That was
actually the first announcement that made me take the pandemic seriously when they canceled that whole damn tournament after it was only days away from starting. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think they had played those first two games.
They had spent a ton of money because they had gotten the venue, all the
right.
Everything was set, and then it got pulled last minute.
We have Eric the Dog.
Hola.
Hola. What's up?
Hey, Greg, I just wanted to hang out on the phone just to wait for you to talk to you. So you know the people will wait to talk to you, too.
Thank you.
We're not waiting for the shadow of your hand to move before we hang up on you.
No, we used to joke that, people would call up Dan Morris or whatever, and just ask to be placed on hold till the next morning just to make sure they had a line.
Well, we're glad you're on this side of the dirt today.
Thank you.
Everything went well.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, I just got a message from them. I got to call them back. It's the thing they really, and I didn't know this beforehand, but when they do those intrusions, mm-hmm. invasions.
Whatever, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's great that everything was fine, but they warn you because of where they go in. You've got to be very careful because they tell you straight out, if you see any blood there, call 911 or you'll be dead.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because you can bleed
out. That's not good.
Nope. But so far, I've managed to live.
Well,
and I just love washing.
Survivor,
my,
Greg.
I love washing
you're
my survivor. Hair on my knees next to the bathtub. That is another ritual I've come to embrace.
Ross can have some extortion video if she catches you at the right time.
I don't think it'll be any of that. But everybody's been so great, and I really appreciate it. Jacqueline Tomlinson's been a fantastic friend, and I can't tell you how much the support means. Even though you're the one who expressed it today.
You're part of our daily lives, even if we don't call all the time, and we notice when you ain't there. You can definitely tell. And no offense to anybody that might take offense, but
no.
Each one of y'all brings something special to the show, and you can definitely tell when ain't nobody there or when somebody's missing. So
no, absolutely, and that's the greatest compliment that can be paid. We're not interchangeable parts.
Nope.
No, so. you guys are definitely this is the best combination y'all have had, in my opinion, to date. So
hey, that's a great compliment. That is a great compliment.
You only started listening last year. I'm just kidding.
Last week. I just started listening last week, so y'all are doing.
So are you here? Are you in Alaska right now?
No, I'm out here at Gunner.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to call, man.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a nice day. Adios.
Adios. Yeah, we have to do this timing thing now as we go in and get ready for the next show.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I was working on that yesterday and the day before.
Joey will be here at 12 o'clock, and I will be here after Joey.
Joey, 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 Joey.
And Eddie and all his friends. And I will see you.